Good morning, this is Tyler and Molly with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Ivan Gil Ortega has taken the helm as the creative director of the Queensland Ballet. The Spanish dancer is the second person to take the job since Lee Chun Chen, also regarded as Mao's last dancer. Gil Ortega has previously worked with the Queensland Ballet when performing Strictly Gershwin in 2016 and 2023.
Meow! Brisbane City Council is utilising community feedback for plans to double the frequency of the kitty cats. The new plan would see more frequency in the route of the Maritime Museum to the QUT Gardens Point, Holman Street to Riverside, and Dockside to Sydney Street. Chair of the Kangaroo Point Transport Action Group, Jane Layton, claims it is gratifying to see the Brisbane City Council have listened to the community.
In national news, deep coral at the World Heritage listed Ningaloo Reef Complex are bleaching for the first time on record. The heat stress is because of the marine heatwave along half the Western Australian coastline that bleached corals from Ningaloo up to Ashmore Reef at the same time, in another record first. Scientists will gather at the end of March to come up with a climate vulnerability assessment for the Ningaloo region. Post-mortality surveys will be conducted throughout WA in the coming months.
Recreational access to Australia's largest lake, the Katithanda Lake Eyre, has been prohibited under a new management plan in a move that's been welcomed by the traditional owners of the Outback attraction. The Department for Environment and Water is committed to the protection of the fragile salt lake. In response, a local yachting club has branded the decision a joke, saying it will affect tourism to the region.
In international news, a joint Egyptian-British archaeological mission has discovered an ancient tomb in Egypt that belonged to King Thutmose II. It is the first royal tomb discovered since King Tutankhamun in 1922. The archaeologists will continue their work to uncover more secrets of the area and locate the final resting place of the tomb's original contents.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Fortitude Valley's Netherworld presents Lost Souls Karaoke.